Lav mishum de hetem etzdarf liyisa. Doesn't mean to say because we say hetem etzdarf is liyisa. So you see, even by Yisura Truma, but this is the kash on Rabbi Yavua. It's not only by Nazir, or like Zir, it's not only by Baal Taktiru on the Mizbeach, but it's by all Yisurim. You see, even by Truma, there's a klal of hetem etzdarf liyisa. You know what Rabbi Yechid meant to say here? That the reason why if a Tfuyah Yom touches this little spices here, why it's not bottom, is because if you eat the spice with the Syria right next to it, so even though the spices themselves, this garlic, is less than a kezias, but since if you take a spoon out of the cereal, that in the spoon you have a kezias worth of cereal and spices together, and if a Zar or Yisrael would eat it, he'd get malchus for it. So you see, it's a double choshev, that's why it's not bottle. So well, why? Lechur, what eating of this spoonful is not a kezias worth of the truma. So why did Rabbi Yechonin say a Zar would get malchus? So you have to say, because if Yechonin holds, hetem it's powerful yisa. And that's the pshan the mishnah in Tfu Yoyim. So you see, it's not only by Yisurei Nazir, but all over we say this new klal of heter is mitzaref liyisa. So this Gemara answers back, no, could be that's not the Pshan Rabbi Yechonin. That's what Rabbi Yechonin says, that this little spice is dava choshev, it's not bottle, it's not the Pshat because heter mitzaref liyisa, but rather Omale, he said back to him, loy, that's not the Pshat here. My kezayis, you know what Rabbi Yechonin meant to say, that in this cereal now, the reason why these pieces of trum is not bottle, what do you mean if you eat a kezayis of it, you'll be chayiv? My kezayis, he meant to say, the yika kezayis b'chdei achilus pras. Another svara. If you eat a kezayis worth of the food, b'chdei achilus pras. Achilus pras means a half of a loaf of bread, which twice is always a machlekes, if a loaf of bread is 8 eggs, or is it 6 eggs? So it's a shayla of a pras is 4 eggs or 3 eggs. So let's say it's 4 eggs. As long as it takes you to eat 4 eggs, or you take an amount of cereal that takes the space of 4 eggs, if you eat up all that amount of cereal, 4 eggs worth of cereal, in the 4 eggs worth of cereal that you ate up, there would be kezias of the truma there, for that you'll be chayiv. And this tak is a lochan called terakula, that we say, kezias bechtei achilas pras. If you eat a kezias of the Issa, that's all the love. You don't have to eat it in 1 second. If you eat it within the amount of time that it takes you to eat a pras, 4 eggs, it's always called one achila. Lashon matzah pesach by night. That's like you have to eat a kezias of matzah. So l'chachil, you're supposed to eat it in 1 shot. But if you can't eat it right away together, if you take a bite now and a bite later, as long as you have finished the whole kezias within the shear, let's say it's 3 minutes, of a gezayis b'chdei achilas pras, how long it takes you to eat 4 eggs, it's called one achila. See, also, if you eat from the cereal, if by the time it takes you to eat 4 eggs worth of the cereal, you ate the gezayis of the truma, that's why you get malchus. So in other words, it has nothing to do with hetem etzdarf liyisa. Calls the man, you don't eat the gezayis of the truma, you don't get malchus. That's not the avera. We don't say hetem and starf liyisur. You only get malchus is only the avera if you eat a kezias of the yisur itself. The question one is, by one spoon out of the cereal, you don't have the kezias of the truma, of the garlic or of the oil. There it's true, you're not only eating one spoonful, you're eating 4 eggs worth of this cereal. So if you eat a pras of this cereal, and in that pras there was a kezias of truma, that's why you get malchus. And this we hold. That's the klal of kezias b'chdei achilus pras. So now the Gemara is, even is this true also? The achilus pras iraisa, even this much, is that true what you're saying? That if you don't eat a kezias together, right away, but you eat it throughout a period of 3 minutes, of the kezias b'chdei achilus pras, is that true what you're saying? That's also awesome with iraisa? Omalayin, he said, yes, true, that's talking with Yeraisa. A kizayis bechtei achilus pras, that's a svar in Yeraisa. For the Gemara Yehochi, if so, then amai pligi rabbonon olay, the rebelos of the kutach abavli. If it's true what you're saying, that any time you have an isser, if you eat the isser, kizayis of it, bechtei achilus pras, halacha is it, you're over the avera. If so, how come in the Mishnah in Pesachim, it's machlekes about kutach abavli? Kutach abavli is a type of a dish that you use to dip other food into it. And it has 1/3 chametz, 1/3 other things inside. It's like a dish that you use to dip food into it. So there it's a machlekes that Rav Lezer says, if you eat kutach abavli on Pesach, you chayim for it. And the Rabbanan argues, the Rabbanan say, no, if you eat a kutech habavli on Pesach, there's no Aveira. So the question is, why not? True, it's only one third bread, it has other ingredients inside it also. So if you only eat a kezayis out of it, true, you don't have a kezayis of bread. But if you're telling me now, you don't have to eat the kezayis in one shot, if you eat four eggs worth of it, if during those four eggs you have a kezayis of bread inside it, and this is a svar all over, so that makutach habavli, everybody should agree that if you eat four eggs worth of this dish of kutach habavli, let's say it's like a ketchup, if you eat four eggs worth of it, then since in this four eggs worth of it you for sure ate a kezayis of bread, so everybody should hold that it's also on Pesach. So how come only Reb Lezer said it's also on Pesach? How come the Rabbanon argue on Reb Lezer? So that should be a proof that we don't hold from the svara of the kezayis b'chtei achilus pras. So Gemara says back, no, from there's no proof. Omalei, I'll answer you back. Hanach l'kutach habavli. Leave over this one dish of kutach habavli. Why? The leko kezayis b'chtei achilus pras. Because when you eat it, the normal way of eating it, you do not eat a kezayis worth of the chametz there, even during achilus pras. Why? Eat the kosarif lei misraf. If you're starting to drink down this dish, eat this dish by itself. This is a very spicy dish that you don't use, like a man, you don't use to eat it by itself. You only use to dip other food inside it. So if you're going to eat this dish by itself, but ladaita leitzer kol adam. Nobody does that. We stand drink down ketchup. Nobody does that. So it's butla daita, your eating now is not called an eating. It's too strong, that's not the way you eat it. But the way you eat it is a little bit here, a little bit there, you just dip your foot into it. So im mishtar koshartar, and if you only eat a little bit at a time, just dip your foot into it, then loy mishkachas kizayis v'chtei achilus pras. Over there, true, even though you dip food inside it, and you eat four eggs worth of your food, it does not come out that you have a kizayis of the bread. Because you only use a little bit of this dish. Now, your main thing eating is your food. You're just dipping your potatoes inside it. So even if you have four eggs worth of potatoes, you do not have a kezayis worth of bread from the kutach habavli. So that's why the Rabbanon argue on Reb Elezer. Reb Elezer tackles that even terumas chametz is also awesome. You don't but have to need a kezayis of the chametz itself. But we all need a kezayis of the chametz itself. So therefore, kutach habavli, you never eat a kezayis of the chametz itself, even during the shear of achilas pras. Because even when any food you eat with it, even when you eat four eggs worth of that food, you do not come out to eat a kezayis worth of the bread. So therefore, kutach habavli is no, you don't get malchus if you eat it on Pesach. Mashenk in other places, whenever you eat an iser, that even though it takes you the size of four eggs of food worth to eat it, you get malchus for it. If you eat a kezayis within the shear of four eggs, that'll be malchus. Eisvei, have a kasher on this. Eisvei. Another loch it says is shtei maduchas. You have like two maduchas, two duchas, a chopping plate, a pot that you chop your spices in. Acha shel truma v'acha shechulin. One was a chop that you chopped up onions, let's say of truma, and one was a chopped up onions of chulin that you ready to cook off the truma from before. Ulofonov, and in front of these two choppers, ishtei kederis. You have two pots in front of you. Achas shel truma v'achas shechulin. Like one you're making a kugel, a chulin kugel, and one is a kugel made out of truma. So that's what you had in front of you. You see, you had four things in front of you. Two of truma, and two of chulin. Two of chulin. Now, v'noflu elul techelu. What happened was, with the two maduchas, the two like choppers, the food in the two choppers fell into the two pots here. Like one chop of the food and one chop of the chopped onions fell into one kedera, and the other chopped onions fell into the other kedera. So we said the locher is shteya mutaris. Both pots of food that you have now are still mutter. What does it mean it's mutter? That we have a right to say, shani yoyma, I have a right to say, chulin l'tay chulin naflu, that this pot of kugel that you have in front of you, that's made out of chulin, that a regular Yisroel could eat, even though one of the two onions from the choppers fell in here, and one of the two was truma, but I have a right to say, you know which onions fell in here, the ones that were shochulin. That's what I have a right to say. Ul truma l'tech truma naflu, and in my other kugel that I make it from truma, in that kugel fell the onions of truma. That's what I have a right to say. So chura, the pshat is only an issa midrabbonin. Whenever you're only holding an issa midrabbonin, we don't know vadbei anything is awesome. We have a right to say tliya. We have a right to be tolu. Midrabbonin, we have a right to be makel to say shani yomer. So I don't know exactly what happened here. So on an issa midrabbonin, I have a right to say that most probably the truma fell into the truma and the chulin fell into the chulin. Therefore, my kugel here of chulin is still mutatit. That's what the Mishnah says. Now the question is, if you want to tell me that kizayis bichte achilas pras is the araisa, that if you eat now out of this kugel or pras, 4 eggs worth of the kugel, and in these 4 eggs worth of the kugel you'll be eating a kizayis of these trumadik onions, that'll be yosimid araisa. If so, why should I say then shani yomer? In other words, we just got finished saying this is only a svar and an issa the rabbonin. But if there's any way that maybe you're over an issa the raisa, on an issa the raisa, you can't go so lenient to say shani yomer that I could say that my chulun de kugel is still chulun. I have to be afraid, no, maybe the truma de onions is what fell into my chulun de kugel. So let's say it's true. Let's say the truma fell into your chulun de kugel. And you mixed up the kugel now. So true, yeah, there's a big kugel here, and only one onion fell in. So now when you eat a kezias of your kugel, you don't need a kezias worth of the onions. That's true. But if you tell me though, when you eat 4 eggs worth of this kugel, and if in those 4 eggs there was a kezias worth of the truma, that's also midiraisa, so we have to be afraid then. We have to be afraid then maybe by you eating your chul nikel kugel now, that when you eat 4 eggs worth of it, maybe you're going to eat a kezias worth of these onions, and maybe these onions will show truma, and you're being over in Isra Torah, so it should be also teated. How come we say here shani yomer? How come we play around here so easily and say, I have a right to say that my kugel, that's chulin, most probably is still chulin, and what fell in here was truma? How can you say that? So this should be a kasha that we should not, that should be a proof that we do not say, akizayis bechtei achilus pras. That even though you eat 4 eggs worth of the kugel, even though in those 4 eggs is a kezias of onions, so what? Since you don't eat a kezias of the onions by itself, it should be mutter. So it should be a kasha, now you say it. So Mara says, no, let's see. Elamai, what else do you want to say? Let's say you don't say kezias, but echil's pras. But what do you want to say? Elamai, hetem et stafli yisa. Elamai, according to your shita that we said before, that hetem et stafli yisa, if so, amai yoyme shani yoyme. That's for sure it's a kasha. Like if you don't say exactly chilus pras, you're gonna have to say that was a kasha before, you're gonna have to say then hetem and staf liyissa. Then that's a bigger kasha. Hetem and staf liyissa means if you eat even a little bit of the yissa with heter, if together you eat a kezias, it's you're over the avera. So here then for sure it should be a kasha. Any kezias sheet of this kugel, you have to be afraid maybe the little bit onions here of truma, and it should be also tidat then. So anyway, it's a kashya then, no matter which way you learn, whether hetem and staf liyisr, or kizayat v'chilz pras is the raisa, both ways it's a kashya here. Why do I say shani yomer? Why do I go so lenient to say that my kugel of chulin here is still mutter? Why is it mutter? I have to be afraid some of the onions of truma fell into it. So the Marin says, Elam, what you have to say from here, there's no proof at all. Right? There's no kashya over here. Ella, I'll answer you like this. Hanach le trumas tavlin drabonin hi. The answer has to be here that the truma of tavlin is only midrabonin. That midiraisa, what you have to give truma from is only dogon tirish v'yitzer. It's only from grapes, from olives, and from the 5 minei, the grains of wheat, barley. From the 5 type of grains, that's a deraisa to give truma. But that we give truma from onions, or from garlic, or from spices, that's only midrabonin. So since this issa truma here on these spices is only midrabbonin, therefore we go lakula. Because even if the truma dika spices fell into your chul nikel kugel, it's only yosim midrabbonin tidit. So since it's only an issa midrabbonin, therefore we have a right to say shani yomer. Shani yomer has to do with 2 things. That first of all, there is a roiv here, that avada there's roiv chulin over the miyat of truma that's falling in. And also we have 2 pots from 2 pots. So since we do have a right to say it is possible that maybe the chulin fell into the chulin and the truma fell into the truma, therefore in the rabbonins we go the kula. So here there's no kasha. It could be even hetem and safli yisid yiraisa could even be over here. But the reason why we're so makel over here is because we hold truma's tavlin is only with the rabbonin. Eisfer, I'll ask you another kasha. Eisfer, the lacha like this. If somebody has shtei kupas, you have two kupas ready, it's a big basket. Achas shel truma v'achas shel chulin. You have two baskets, one is full of truma, one is full of chulin. Ulefneim shtei soin. And if one of that you have two saws, also of a lot of food. Achas shel chulin v'achas shel truma. Again, v'noflu elu l'techelu. So one kupa fell into one saw, and another kupa fell into the other saw. That's what happened over here. All right, turn over. Again, shtei kupas, achas shel truma v'achas shel chulin, ulefneihem shtei soyin, achas shel chulin v'achas shel truma, v'noflu elu l'techelu. So one kupa fell into the soil, and another one fell into the other soil. It always says, shtei kupas over hand tfuah. Here it's a big kashka, here we're talking about it has wheat inside it. A kupa of wheat we're talking about. So since it's wheat, here it's already nisa truma d'iraisa. Wheat is mechuyiv and truma midiraisa. That's why here we have the big kasha now. Because he has one basket full of wheat of truma, and it fell into the saw, your other food in front of you. Again, we say it's muta. Why? Shani Yom, I say here also that most probably chulin atay chulin aflu, that this basket of the chulin wheat fell into the chulin food, and truma atay truma aflu, and this basket full of truma wheat most probably fell into the food, the saw of truma that it had. That's what we say here. So here you see, even by truma d'iraisa, we also say shani Yom. Here the kashas again. That if you want to tell me that kizayis dichte achilas pras is offered to nisid iraisa, am I amin shani yomer? So why do I go so much lekulia to say this saw food now? You can still eat it because most probably that the first basket that fell into this was also chulin. You have to be afraid. No, maybe the basket was wheat of truma, and if that truma dika wheat fell into this saw now, if you eat a pras. If you eat 4 eggs worth of it, and it within these 4 eggs, you're going to be eating 1 kizayis of the truma de kawit, so there'll be an issa d'iraisa. So whenever there's an issa d'iraisa, you always have to go to chumrah. So how come you say shani yom here? So Mar says like this,